This is TWiT.
Todd in Torrance, California is next. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Leo. Thanks for taking my call, and also thank you, Kim.
Oh, yes, she's wonderful.
Hey, so I'm a Project Fi user. I love it as a service for somebody who's not reliant on streaming a lot of cell data.
Yep.
But on that same token, I also like to find ways to work around cell data. So I love the FM receiver chip in our phones. And I even actually carry a transistor radio with me sometimes in my backpack. But
which phone has an FM receiver chip that you're using?
Well, I got their latest one because I had the Nexus 5X, but this is the Pixel, Moto.
The Motorola. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that has a FM radio. This was a FM radio is kind of a freebie from the point of view of the manufacturers. They get it with the Qualcomm chipset in most cases. But many manufacturers don't turn it on, or even in the case of Apple, don't, because they disable the silicon. And I think they do it because the phone carriers don't like it. They say, you can listen to free radio and do exactly what you do, save data. We don't like that.
Right.
We want you to use data so we can charge you for it. So it's my guess that's why in the U.S., in fact, the National Association of Broadcasters has a big push to get FM radios back into phones. I mean, their excuse is it's for safety, and that's for sure. If the cell towers are down and the power is out and nothing's working, at least you can get a radio station on your phone. That's pretty cool. But I don't know. Obviously the NAB represents radio stations, so they like it. I don't see any movement towards putting radios back in phones in the U.S.
What about the AM chip? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to just tune into AM 640.
I would too. And KFI would like it, but an AM antenna is a little bit more complicated of a device. The FM antenna, most of these phones use your headphones as the antenna, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because that's FM will work with a wire. AM is at such a low frequency. Let's see. It's in megahertz. Let's see. FM's in megahertz. AM's in kilohertz. So it's a lot lower. So you need a lot longer wire. So AM radios, if you look inside, they have a coil for the antenna. And I think that's my guess, and I'm sure some ham will call me or radio engineer will call me and explain this. But my guess is the reason you don't see AM radios in phones is because it's hard to get good reception. You can't put a coil radio inside a phone, coil antenna, obviously, inside of a phone. So, the carriers want you to use, and I don't know if Google's this way or not, but I don't know. But Google and AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, they'd all like you to use iHeartRadio to listen. And that way you use data, everybody wins.
Yeah, and that's just one of those things where I don't want to be strapped down to using iHeart for everything.
I understand. Great to have a radio in your phone. The other problem with AM is it's a little more, I don't have an AM radio in my Tesla either, and Tesla says it's because it's more susceptible to the noise from the electric motors, and maybe there's enough noise inside a phone that an AM radio would sound bad. So it could be one of those two things.
Yeah, there wasn't much on the internet as to why there wasn't an AM receiver in phones, but you explained it.
Well, I'm guessing, and you're going to see fewer and fewer phones with FM. Remember President Trump said he wanted Apple to put radios back in their phones, and Apple said. But he said, why do they turn off the radio on their phones? And Apple said, we never turned them off. They never were there. Apple designs its own silicon and I guess doesn't need to put it in there. So, oh, well.
Yeah. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. I do. I'm a radio fan. I like it. The good news is you can go out, of course, and buy C-Crane and others sell little portables, tiny little portable radios the size of an iPod. You could carry around with you. It's interesting though. I don't have a AM radio in my car. They phased out the cassette player a long time ago. There's no CD player either. Really, the way Tesla's and I suspect this is true of other electric vehicles are designed is that stream. They want you to stream. Get your audio via Bluetooth on your phone, or many cars now have LTE or 3G built into the car and get it that way. That's what they want you to do. And then everybody wins except us. Everybody wins except the consumer. you know, we gotta make a living, gotta make money. Companies gotta get rich. Oh well. 8888 ask Leo. That's the phone number. I think there are some electric vehicles with AM radios. I think so. I think it's completely possible to shield it.